This week, we're going to do something a little different, and the three of us...
Hell yeah!
The three of us are going to work together to make an episode
Hell
of
yeah.
the podcast.
Hell yeah.
We're going to team
Hell
up,
yeah.
and it's going to be a great team up. Like every other episode where we're just at each other's throats the entire time.
Yeah, no,
Hell
this time
yeah.
we're actually... Okay, clearly this Merc is on Hell yeah mode. Let's just turn this switch on the back. Oh,
now he's stuck on Taffy mode.
Yeah, hell!
Uh-oh!
Taffy! Give me Taffy!
Oh, Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. No, not again!
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone.
We're here.
Welcome.
I'm going to say hi first. My name's Kyle, because I'm the one who doesn't have anything in his mouth right now. So that's me,
sure.
Kyle, plain mouth, nothing in it. That's the Kyle guarantee.
Kyle, plain mouth leads.
That's what they call me.
I ain't got no taffy, but I was having a little sip of something. But I'm Bri. I'm the second one to state their name.
I am Merc, and I was eating gummies.
Taffy
gummies.
Yeah.
I actually hate taffy.
You chose it. You chose taffy.
Oh, you chose taffy for me.
Yeah,
that was
no,
part of
I
the
think,
game.
Did I say taffy? One of us, I don't know. Taffy. His mouth was just
One of you said taffy. I had no choice in taffy.
He can't stop saying taffy. One of Bryce quirks is he can't stop saying taffy.
Anyways, welcome to the show. Yeah, we're going to, let's start off by going straight to the warm-up. Let's warm that up. Warming now.
Welcome to the warm up.
Commence warming process. Prepare to process.
This week for the warm up, we are going back to one of our old standards, one of our favorites. It's Character Storm.
Woo woo!
There's lots of sounds we could use. Who would like to go first for this very special Character Storm?
I'll start.
Okay.
All right. If you're not familiar with this, one of us comes up with the name for a character and throws it out to the other two, and the other two come up with, like, background or powers or something, fills out the character. So my character's name is The Cramp.
The Cramp?
The Cramp?
Like, I both said that at the same time. The Cramp?
The Cramp?
You don't say.
See, my first thought is that it's not even a character. It's just a cool dance move. Everybody's doing the cramp.
Everybody performed by doing who? The cramp. I like that song. It's good.
It's on Batman in the 60s.
Yeah.
Doing the cramp. I've got a cramp.
And also, when he punches someone, cramp!
Incidentally, Adam West had a pretty bad cramp during that entire episode. You can see why he was walking around. But
that's true.
He was a constant professional.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's stop dancing around. And
I'm fine with that. That's how you want to go.
It's a cool dance that Batman did once. And, you know, look up the episode and
look it up.
Enjoy it.
I think it's episode 17.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next. My character, or is it a character? It's Modern Man.
okay, so he's Modern Man. I'm gonna say that he is not as modern as he thinks he is, but he is the cutting edge of whatever year he thought modern was. So he's like, he's rocking in his like big gray brick cell phone, and you know, like he's just trapped in an era, but he's very modern. Mm-hmm. For that specific period in time.
Yes. He was modern.
Yes. And he didn't really keep up with it.
But then modern caught right up to him and then blew by him.
Yeah.
But his name is Modern Man. So, I mean, what's he going to do? Branding's important. It's the 90s.
That's right.
There was a point where he was very modern. And it just, didn't keep going.
Yeah. He was like, man, you guys check out Mad TV? That show's great.
Yeah.
It was cutting edge.
It's going to be on forever. I just know it.
Mm-hmm. And now Dana Carvey's getting a show.
Oh, man. It's going to outlast SNL. I can just see it. Carried it.
That Dennis Miller, pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Modern Man is the reason why comic books collapsed in the 90s. And Beanie Babies in the 2000s.
Marvel Comics, head publisher, Modern Man.
His name is Costume Hoodie. Those are still a thing, right? Or maybe those are out of style now. Maybe he too is modern a bit man of a modern man.
They're gonna come up any minute edge. Now.
Yeah.
He's excited for them.
And he wants to do that new dance, the crimp, while wearing his costume hoodie. Yeah.
He wants to put it on his MySpace page.
Live journal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Blogger? Which came first, the blogger or the live journal?
I want to say the live journal.
Okay.
Or dry heaving.
From the cramp.
Yeah.
Costume hoodie. He's a guy with a very particular set of hoodies, and they look like Superman and Batman and Deadpool.
Just from the waist up.
And he wants to be recognized as one of those.
Yeah.
But every time he goes out, they just say, hey, it's costume hoodie. And he gets really angry. He gets pissy. He's like, oh, they just don't call me that. Like, they don't call me the right name. I'm not costume hoodie. And he just gets madder and madder.
Well, then what are you? What are you?
It doesn't. He just thinks he's Deadpool or he's Captain America or Spider-Man or whatever.
He doesn't say I'm
he's
Batman?
Sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. Glee. I'm Batman. Obviously, sir.
No, he could. He could say that. He could be, I'm Batman.
But
you're not.
But the joke is out there now that he's costume hoodie. Yeah. And so then he's just become an internet meme of just him getting pissed off that.
Just goes completely insane. Just goes mad.
Yeah, it's got impact text at the top and the bottom of it.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
What sort of memes is costume hoodie in? Like ones like where you think you're on the cutting edge, but you're not. Very similar to Modern Man. Both of them just getting together and cramping it up.
Oh, yeah.
Cramping it up old school.
So, I like it's this. A woman yelling on one side and of the table and costume hoodie yelling back.
Yeah.
Is costume hoodie a cat?
Yes.
Is that a cat hoodie? It's a cat hoodie.
Yeah.
That counts. According to Costume Hoodie and Modern Man, frankly. Modern Man can't believe this shit. This is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell's a meme?
Well, I think it'll do that. It'll do that.
That'll do.
That'll do. And it'll do that.
What the f***?
All right, this week we're talking about team-ups.
Yeah.
As I pull hair out of my mouth.
Yeah. Mm.
Gross.
Your mouth teamed up with the hair.
It's best that it's in my your hair.
Mouth teamed up with gross stuff.
Hair mouth.
We're talking about team-ups, like team-up books and team-up, like just not like full teams getting together. I don't think we're talking about that. More like just those individual ones.
Like a one-on-one or something.
Yeah. And in my head, well, let's... I came up with a couple of questions of like, what's the best team up story you've read?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst?
Yeah.
What's the best one you've never seen, but you think is like the best possible one that could have been done? What is the worst possible one that you've never seen done, but would be horrible? And then who should have a Marvel team up or Marvel 2-in-1 Brave and the Bold style sort of comic, an ongoing thing with them? As that main character that always teams up. But eliminating Spider-Man and Batman.
Agreed.
Yeah. None of the obvious ones.
They've already had their chance.
Yeah, so in this fictional universe that we create, sales don't matter.
No.
No.
No. No.
No. Not at all.
No, this book is going to be a smash hit no matter what, no matter who you pick.
Oh, cool.
Because it's just so damn good.
So do you want to start off with that idea first?
I think we can just... go all over the place with this.
So
the best one that I remember reading, you know, I have been enjoying that World's Finest book that's coming out now. But I think as a closed thing that happened, it was that Spider-Man Wolverine team up that Todd McFarlane did all the work on.
What?
It's
okay.
It's,
that one I don't know. I wrote
it's
down.
It's a three-parter. Like the,
okay.
The initial that, but one shot is what I thought.
Yeah,
of.
I'm thinking of that's the one where they're on the trail of a Wendigo.
Oh,
it happened in Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And it was called Perceptions. It was like three issues. I just remember it from when I was a kid, and it was the first time that I had seen something like that, where it's like, oh, this is a Spider-Man book, but also Wolverine is you know, co-headlining it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just one of those things where you get to see the two characters bounce off each other. And I think Spider-Man and Wolverine are very good when it comes to those sort of things.
They play off each other really well.
They do. There's a reason why they have put them together so many times.
Yeah.
Before and after that.
Yeah. That was my list. I had a couple listed on that, but that was the first one I thought of, was that original one-shot of Spider-Man and Wolverine, where Spider-Man ends up punching Charlie and killing Charlie.
Oh, the one where Spider-Man kills a guy.
Yeah. But at the same time, that was very similar to you, but me being a bit older, that was when I was younger, and that came out, and I'm like, not that I hadn't seen team-up books before, and there are other ones, but that was the first time I'd really seen the two of them together. And it was I think that was one of the first time I'd ever seen a one-shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I'd never really, that was not a big thing. And I didn't hear a thing. This was obviously way pre-internet, so you didn't hear anything about it.
Right.
All of a sudden, I just go to the shop and I'm like, what is this? What? And it just makes you so excited just finding stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let go, punk.
Big time Wolverine slashes. Big time Spider-Man smashes. Spider-Man and Wolverine, the biggest big time action heroes ever. Each sold separately.
I have a bunch written down, and I just don't know.
Pick one.
Yeah, exactly. one that stands out for some reason was it's just because I happened to have this issue when I was young. It's like the first time my Spider-Man showed up in like Marvel Team Up. I think it was the Marvel Team Up, whatever issue it was. Like after Secret Wars, where like he suddenly got the black costume.
Yeah,
and it's like this thing with Daredevil, but it's like it wasn't so much the team up. It was most of the issue was mostly like Daredevil and Black Widow dealing with this whole scheme involving the Kingpin and stuff, and then like Spider-Man just like boop just pops up with Kurt Connors like okay. Well, I guess we're back. Let's just drop you off somewhere. And then just kind of, like, run smack into what's happening with Daredevil. And just something about, you know, him just literally coming from a different place. Like, that's one of those moments. I don't know how well the issue holds up. I don't know if I still have the issue. But it's just one that sticks in my head. Where it's, like, you're right in the middle of something. Yeah. It's, like, this story's folding out. And, like, they're going through, like, some heavy stuff. Like, Daredevil and Black Widow are going through some heavy shit with, like, murder and all sorts of stuff going on. I'm like, okay, interesting. Like, where's Spider-Man? He just shows up out of nowhere, bounces sort of into this plot in progress, and it's just like, having a little bit of a conflict with Daredevil, and he's got this black new costume, and it's just like, okay, they just run into each other by chance, and it was just cool. Like, I just liked that. It was one of those, like, early times of sort of seeing that kind of thing happen, and it's just something I'm fond of. So, that's I don't really know anything special. I haven't reread it in a long time. I just sort of looked up that it was a Marvel team-up issue, and I'm like, I don't know if I even have that one, and now I kind of want to go dig through my boxes.
I didn't realize that team-up was still going when he had the black costume.
Yeah, I think it's like the same, you know what I mean? It was like some month they all kind of, everyone came back. I think it must have been the same time, or maybe it caught up to it later on, I don't know. But it was just sort of like, seemed like such a collision of things sort of happening together and just that familiarity with each other. It was just like, oh, okay. Like it was one of those kind of issues that just sort of made you feel like these connections in a way that, I don't know. My young self thought that was real cool and really thought that was a cool issue. And I want to reread it. And maybe I should.
That's awesome. Yep.
Nice.
I just want to bring up, I was not a big team-up fan in terms of Marvel team-up with Spider-Man. Like, I didn't mind them, but it never really grabbed me. But Marvel 2-in-1, loved it. Just because the Thing was just so the Thing.
Yes.
And he's just so bizarre. He's such a weird character to have as that main thing. And the best part of it for 2-in-1s is that he would often team up with complete C-listers, nobodies. That they're the only times you would ever see those characters.
Right.
So when there's like, I wrote down a bunch of them, like Stingray. You would never see anyone teaming up with Stingray. No. Jack of Hearts, Rom, Man-Thing, Black Goliath, who became Giant Man, Bill Foster. American Eagle. I there's an annual that I have American Eagle, him teaming up with. Like, what?
Yeah, and the Thing first time tries some jeans on, and he's like, these are already torn.
I don't know if I've ever seen American Eagle in another comic. Machine Man. There's one, I was looking through the list, there's one of Doc Savage.
Oh, really?
Like, was Doc Savage, he was in Marvel? Like, I've never even seen that.
It's a public domain?
No, yeah, I don't know. That I don't know if that's how they accessed it. So I looked it up, and
it's a Conan situation, so.
Yeah.
Conan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Conan. Yeah, so like the Living Mummy, Moon Knight, and this is early Moon Knight, so there's very few times you'd seen him, or Triton. Or just something like that. Like,
yeah.
You would never see these characters.
Every one of these issues would be like, who the hell are you? Triton.
Yeah.
Who? Like, every time.
Yeah. Well, like, even Triton and Stingray, they both are water-based heroes. And who do you team them up with? The big rock guy.
Yeah.
I see that not going well.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of not going well, there's also been some bad ones.
Yeah.
One that I would like to draw your attention to. I've never actually read it. I've seen enough screenshots of panels, yeah, as you often see on the internet. Deadpool and Hawkeye just seems like such a really? Book where it's like, I get it. I totally get what you're doing. I get it. Hawkeye is going to be the straight man and Deadpool is Deadpool. But like,
yeah,
I don't need to read a single issue of that because I already get it. I already get it, and there's nothing you can do with it to make me want to read it.
It doesn't feel like the energies that they are bringing to that do not seem remotely compatible in any way that could be fun to read. I don't think that would be good. I enjoy both of those characters under their specific circumstances. I like Hawkeye a lot more, obviously, but I mean, like, you know, in the right circumstances, both great characters that I enjoy reading. No. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, yeah. No desire. Yeah. No desire to read or see it or have it be a thing that comes out instead of another book.
Yeah. I remember there like having like Eric Larson era stuff. And my one thing, and it's not like a specific issue necessarily, it's the principle of it. Spider-Man and Punisher? No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Peter Parker would not be okay with any of this for one second.
Yeah.
They don't. I don't, and I get the Punisher, you know, debuted in Amazing Spider-Man as like a sort of a foil villain, whatever, for an issue. And I'm like, that's fine. And that's as far as you should take it. Peter Parker would be disgusted by the Punisher and would be trying to stop him not team up.
Every time they team up, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. So no, but why even do it? Just keep them completely removed from each other. We don't need to do this anymore.
I'm fine with them crossing over, but it has to be that conflict.
Oh, yeah.
It has to, yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Not, hey, Frank, let's go.
And I think you could do that conflict better with Daredevil than you can with Spider-Man. So
absolutely.
Just do it with Daredevil.
And that makes way more sense. That actually enjoy quite a bit. So you have that conflict, but it's not quite, you know, eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's the answer for the Punisher these days, is just keep him very contained to specific areas, and otherwise no one else even talks about him.
Touches him, yeah.
Spider-Man, your days of terrorizing the innocent are over.
Don't tell me. The skull? The corny line? Well, your name must be Bonehead, right?
So my worst list is pretty much the same thing that's on my best list. The two-in-ones with nobodies. Mm. Some of them are good. A lot of them are horrible. Skull the Slayer. There's the Thing and the Golem. Again, it's just Golem. Like the Golem
of Prague? They were also licensing Lord of the Rings. Know. Oh my god.
I'm weirdly...
Oh my god.
It's a weird time.
Wundar. Wundar. The Wundarr.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Barbarian.
the Yancey's... Him and the Yancey Street Gang. I don't need to read that either.
I do want to read that, actually. I desperately want to read that.
Learn how to not litter.
Madra the Mystic. Yes! Any of those. Yeah. No. No, thank you.
No.
Okay,
but at the same time, I appreciate the idea of just trying it out.
Oh, yeah. Just try out whatever. and see what sticks.
Yep.
That's what I think. And I mean, it's already been done. This isn't a new one, but I mean, any team up book should star the Thing. I think that that is the,
yeah,
the Thing interacting with any character. I'm like, all right, let's see what you got for one issue.
They did restart it, and it was the Thing and the Human Torch. But
yeah,
it lost that essence of what it used to be, of what 2-in-1 used to be. It used to be just this random thing.
Yeah.
And you might have, and in the sense of what 70s and 80s comics were, there weren't a lot of like long story arcs. They were very episodic. So that you could just flip and you go to the next one. And don't try like that. Okay, you go to the next guy and throw the other character in. This one was like...
And the point of the team-up books is that like they're not... You could sort of slip them into any point in continuity. Yeah. It didn't matter. You know, like that.
Right.
It couldn't matter, and that's sort of where you have fun.
Yeah.
But that's... They tried to not do that with the new one, and it was like, okay, we're going to have Ben and Johnny team up, and they're going to... They're looking for Reed and Sue because they've disappeared, and now they're on the hunt for them. It's like, this seems more like a Fantastic Four book.
Yeah.
And you're looking to find the other part, the other two of the four, rather than Marvel 2-in-1. So
They also relaunched. I mean, they've done Marvel team-up several times. Most recently, it was led by Miss Marvel as like the one character, but it only had like two sort of runs. It had one with Spider-Man, and then it had one with Captain Marvel. And after that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember. I think we touched on this. I don't know if it was the exact same thing a while back. And I do remember thinking the character I would want at that time would be Lockjaw. It would be Marvel team up with Lockjaw and someone else.
We did just talk throwing about that out there.
Oh, it's like an ongoing?
It's worth mentioning, but no, we're doing new things now. We're moving on. But I just wanted to mention that because it came to mind. It's one of those... Yeah. Like, I just... Something about the Thing. The Thing currently, isn't he, like, on, like, a road trip or something in the comics?
Yeah, they've all but gotten the Fantastic Four back together again.
Okay.
And revealed why they broke up.
The Thing goes on a road trip, and that's the book. He's just going on a road trip and running into people.
They started a Thing series maybe the next like a big year thing? Ago. I don't remember if it was that one or...
It was the one that you like, were reading for a bit.
Yeah, and it was like one of the worst comics I've ever read. Yeah, it was horrendously bad.
Oh, I think... Was it like a novelist writing it instead of like a comic writer or something like that?
Maybe.
I remember, yeah. I remember the story.
It was J.J. Abrams' son.
Up. Yeah.
The other son, though. It's a different son.
Yeah.
It's
he's the illegitimate one.
It's the...
It was J.J. Abrahams.
Ooh, yeah, there it is.
Okay, so what's the best one you've never seen happen, but is the best possible one that you'd like to see happen, but you have not seen anyone do? In a... Like, they might have... These might have teamed up in a certain way, but not...
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I misunderstood that question. I thought it was team up that has happened, but you haven't read it.
Oh, well, so do that too.
I didn't answer the
question.
We
can do whatever we want.
Okay, so here's something. I've never actually read it, but I think the characters work well together, and I think it's sort of the antithesis of Deadpool and Hawkeye, and it's Deadpool and Cable. Two characters who work very well together. Mostly in, you know, a somewhat comedic fashion, but they had an ongoing book for many, many, many issues, and people liked it. And I think it's two characters that work well together because they are both over the top in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
Okay.
I think Cable is over the top, but he's over the top in a gritty, serious way. And Deadpool is wacky about Mexican food.
I wrote down Wolverine and Nightcrawler. Like, they have had things together, but they're so good. They're so buddy together. And they can be done so... If you give them more of a chance, more than, like, you know, half of an X-Men issue where something's happening and then something else happens. But having, like... I thought of the idea of, like, even having an ongoing, like, X team-up book that's always just two characters, not full teams. Just have an, like... Marvel X team up and have, and they're not the same, doesn't have to be the same characters. Like, have kind of like how Marvel Comics Presents would have like a bit of an ongoing story.
Yeah, or they had that AVX book a while ago, or it was like A plus X or something, where it was one Avenger and one X-Men character, where they would do a couple in every issue, but just all X-Men. I like that because there's so many X-Men you don't get to see, and don't worry, Wolverine's going to be in it a bunch.
Oh, as much as needed, absolutely.
I like that a lot. I always think of my one go-to is always, and Peter was there too. Colossus was also in on it. There's the old one where they take him out to the bar, and then
they let Juggernaut beat the hell out of him.
And then they just make him pick a fight, and then they, no, we're just going to sit back and watch this happen. And they destroy the bar.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's like that sort of thing. I'm like, I just love that, and I want to see more of that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is becoming a whole series. I'll put one that I would like in there too, and it's sort of based on I had written down a couple of issues in Uncanny X-Men, and it's weird to like say like if it's two like members of a big team like teaming up, but it's such a big team that it counts, right? So it was like Uncanny X-Men 329 and 330. It was like Wolverine and Archangel, and they were like going on this like trying to find this elixir, this mystical elixir, and this very kind of like, you know, Asian mysticky 90s written by white guys kind of a way, which probably is age like milk. But there was a part where they had to like go into like this fight, and Wolverine, they had to dress a certain way like to fit in, and like Warren is wearing this like big white kind of ninja outfits, and Wolverine is just like a black pants, like a mesh shirt. Like they're both like DOA characters, and it's like Joe Madureira arts, and they're just like running into a battle with like smoke ninjas that are like CG like images in the comic. And I'm like, this is the most this part of the 90s thing in the world. So I still kind of love it. And yeah, Joe Madureira. Yeah, I think it was Scott Lobdell and Jeff Loeb. So if you're wondering what kind of
story it's going to be,
that's it. So I still do love it. I still have those issues. I did see them recently. But those are two characters, especially since then. I actually kind of am interested in like Logan and Warren. And we, you know, had teabag poo jokes about him last episode. Yes, yes. But I think it's more interesting now because you had it at the time where, like, they've never liked each other. These two dudes have never gotten along. Like, Warren just hated this dude and they just didn't get along because, like, Wolverine's this tough dude and Warren's, like, this rich, you know, fancy flying guy. But they've since then have a lot in common about, like, the horrible things they've gone through. Like, you know, Warren got some metal wings, Wolverine got some metal pulled out of them, they've both been manipulated. There's a lot to it, actually, and there was at the time, too, but especially since they did that Wolverine origin comic, because now we know that Wolverine was also a bit of a rich little fancy gentleman himself. So they also have that in common, too, and they both know it now, and I really want them to sort of, like, they both can be, like, you know, different things, and they both have this dark side with cool metal shit. So, I mean, have some fun with that.
Can I vote that that's the title of the episode? Wolverine is a rich little fancy gentleman.
Wolverine is a rich little fancy gentleman.
Like, you know, he was. He was a little boy, a little rich boy.
Yep. But while you were saying that, I was having a total flashback to a series I completely forgot.
Yeah.
Havoc and Wolverine.
Yeah. I was thinking about the same thing, actually. I've never read it, but I think teaming Wolverine up with other X-Men characters who maybe don't get the spotlight as much is a good way to actually show those characters off to people who maybe wouldn't pick up a solo book from that character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's just a sales pitch to Marvel, the idea that you don't want to just have an X team up book that rotates and has other characters. You can have it as a Wolverine book teaming up with other characters.
Yeah, you go, so you know it's going to sell.
Yeah.
He's going to get that mesh shirt back on, and it's going to be like Wolverine X whatever character, like Street Fighter, X Cross, Tekken, or whatever. Yeah. That's the energy he got to bring to this thing. And that's, you know.
And you can jump across times. You can, like, have ones from when they first started.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, jump in. It was like, this happened on the side of X-Men number 152. And then this,
they you did. You can get old artists and writers back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good idea. Yeah.
There you go. All right. All right. Do we have a worst possible team up that you've never seen, but could be possible, but is you don't want to see it?
No.
Okay.
Because as previously stated, I misunderstood the assignment, and I said that Deadpool Hawkeye book, which I know exists.
It does, yeah. I haven't read it.
I wrote down Henry Gyrich and Rick Jones and Jarvis.
I mean, Henry Gyrich and anybody. That guy's just...
And anybody.
Bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just sucks the energy out of the room.
He does.
Just a real piece of shit.
You're a real Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
No offense if you like Yoko Ono.
And not in a fun, bare-naked ladies sort of way.
You know what? Maybe we all need some space to pull the knife out of the back of the most celebrated Canadian alt-rock band of the mid-90s, you selfish, jaded ass.
This is a fight. We are fighting.
Mine is Dr. Druid and Dr. Mordred. No, I won't. I won't do it.
Doctor, doctor. And they just rub each other's heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
to run away from that part.
Yep.
If we were to have a new ongoing with one central character, who do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think fits good as the central character who teams up with other people on a month-to-month basis?
And we said we didn't include Spider-Man or Batman because of Brave and the Bold and Marvel team-up. Yeah. I did write down Thing because we didn't eliminate him because he'd be the great. Anyway, and then I also wrote down the X idea. I was like, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah. I would definitely like to see.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I was thinking of someone who was like, you know, maybe not A-list, but certainly close to A-list. Someone with a fair amount of history, but maybe a bit of an everyman. And I landed on, and Bri.
Nomad.
That's right.
I knew you were going with
that. That's right. Bri, comma, Nomad. No, Tim Drake. Ooh. I think Tim Drake could do a team-up book because, like, you know, we could look at, like, what differentiates him from the other Robins is that, you know, yes, he's a great detective, but he's the only one of those guys who had, like, a normal upbringing. And he's just, like, he's kind of just your average dude who happens to be, you know, Robin. And just think, like, you could team up with any other Robin if it's a slow month. You could team up with John Kent or Connell or any of the, you know, could you imagine reading an issue of Robin 2-in-1 where he teams up with Guy Gardner?
I would love to read
it. And he's just like, this guy's an asshole. This guy's a real asshole.
Yep. But that's the fun thing of these books is putting them with characters that they would never be put with.
Yeah. Like, put him with the Phantom Stranger. What's that looking like?
Yeah.
Tim Drake and Deadman.
Yeah.
I had written down I wanted a Donatello and Casey Jones, like, miniseries where it's just the two of them. But, like, Tim Drake and Guy Gardner might have a similar energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. Tim Drake and Guy Gardner have to fix an old jalopy.
What does Gak Face even mean?
I also did write down Doctor Strange. And then that way
I was thinking about that.
Having, like, more magical things. Mm-hmm. Not that you always have to go the magical route. You could have complete...
Yeah, you could also do stuff that isn't magical at all. Yeah. And, like, how does this guy who almost exclusively deals in magic stuff, it's like, oh, now I gotta fight Ultron.
Yeah.
Because he's stealing all the hostess fruit pies. Who's here to help me? I don't know. Devil Dinosaur? I don't know. And he wants to eat all the fruit pies.
Yeah, Doctor Strange and Devil Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would rule.
DSDD. Yeah.
I also did write down super villain team up. If you remember from, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was a 70s book. Maybe even like mid-70s.
Okay.
There was super villain team up, and it was often Doctor Doom, Submariner, and then you'd like throw in all these others that would kind of rotate. Submariner and Doctor Doom were pretty consistently in there. They would always be, or every issue or two. But it's that thing, like Namor being kind of good but bad at the same time.
He's crazy.
Exactly. I'm imbalanced. And then Doom being how Doom is. But it was interesting because it was like you're tapping into these characters in a way that they're not just the foil for somebody else in a book. It's like they are the star of the book. Yeah. Like, oh, that'd be super fun. And even going into like really obscure nobody characters, like, well, even in like a DC, like have all of Flash's rogues or something. Like the more obscure ones, they could have little storylines, and it just the fun of that.
It's like, how is Weather Wizard the A-lister in this situation?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's my pitches.
Yeah. I'd be on board for that.
That's all I got.
I don't know. I still want to stick with Lockjaw. I think Lockjaw's still good.
Yeah. If you want to stick with Lockjaw, stick with Lockjaw.
Lockjaw is still a favorite. I think that Lockjaw, but I mean, otherwise I would, you know, I'd go for a run with like a Hawkeye or something. You know what I mean? Just Hawkeye.
Lockjaw teams up with Miss Lion.
Well, Lockjaw and Hawkeye, actually, that's the crossover I want right there. That would be my first issue. Yeah. So whether or not it's Lockjaw or Hawkeye, it's those two teaming up.
Okay, is it Lockeye or is it Hawkjaw?
Hawkjaw.
Hawkjaw is more fun to say, I think.
I like Hawkjaw.
All right, okay.
Hawkjaw is pretty good. Hawkjaw forever. That's, you know what? Nothing beats it.
Well, we found it. We found it.
Nothing beats it.
There we go.
Just a big old dog.
Lucky's also there, though, right? Like, Lucky's also there,
too. Yeah, of course. Of course.
He's outnumbered by dogs. And, you know, they're definitely in charge.
Yes. He knows who runs the house. Dogs.
Yeah. Dogs.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for another week. We did it.
That's all.
So maybe we should tell folks where they can find us?
Well,
should we do that?
I think we should do that. We're obviously at zeroissues.com. Not .org.com.
You found us.
Yep.
Or Zero Issues Pod.
Zero Issues Pod on Instagram. Anyway, I'm Bryk Hoddick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com. And you can also find me at Bryk Hoddick, BryKotyk on Instagram. And you know what? F***ing Tumblr. Sure. Let's do that again. Why not?
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at Google by just Googling The Kyle Lees, because as of right now, I don't have a domain name. It's going to be a couple months before.
You got to wait for that thing.
Yeah, I got to wait, or GoDaddy's going to charge me like $100, and I'm not doing that. So you can look up, just Google The Kyle Lees. You'll find my shop. You'll find stuff. And you'll be fine. You can also look me up at The Kyle Lees on Instagram. That's a me.
That's the place to be.
Thanks a lot. I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Merconaut like astronaut on Instagram. A big thank you, as always, to Ocean City Defender, K. Preston Merkley, for doing all the music from the start since we began 17 years ago. Doing this podcast.
It feels like it.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Some days.
We're all wearing our big pouches.
It's a modern man.
Modern man.
Check him out under Ocean City Defender, not the game, but the musician.
Yep.
He's got several albums. He also does like, score work and stuff. Do that.
I'm gonna do it right now. I can't be on this podcast. I gotta go look up Ocean City Defender.
Also, somebody should like fund a big budget remake of that game and get him to score that game. So it's Ocean City Defender scored by Ocean City Defender. Wouldn't that be insane? Yeah. You wouldn't know where to find him. There'd be no way at that.
That's the call to action. It's the call to action for this episode.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do it. Zero Issues.